You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Continue to rain on your head today. Temperatures are actually lower than normal during this time of the year.
Yeah.
I had moved all of my fall and winter clothes to the upstairs bedroom, and I had to go up the steps and get this little sweat outfit I got on today.
Yeah, I threw my sweatpants back on today. Knew it was going to be a little cooler, but it's okay. It could be worse.
I like the cooler temperatures myself. That's when I can pull out my leathers and suede, and, you know, that's when I punch people in the head with the outfit game. You know, the slim chicks, they progress and they flourish in the summer months. They get to put their little poom-poom shorts on. They get to wear, you know, tie their tops up in a knot right here. You see this? This how they do it. I can't tie my joint in a knot because I have my smoocher on underneath.
I will notice, Shay, like, I am less insulated, so I get colder real easy now. Like, you know, I used to didn't get cold like that.
Your iron is probably low.
Yeah, because I wouldn't eat protein and all that stuff. Yeah, you right.
Mayor Quentin Lucas spent a second day talking with leaders at the homeless camps in Westport and in front of the city hall. Folks say that they're getting closer to some sort of resolution.
Good. It breaks my heart, Shay. I drive around the town. You know, Southwest Traffic Way, Westport, is out of control. And it's just a sign of the impact of what the pandemic has done to some folks.
Mayor is looking to introduce a resolution to make it easier for people who are experiencing homelessness to get jobs on construction projects and at other work sites.
Love that. Love that. I love how Mayor Quentin Lucas is so active. Like, whenever there's a problem, it always seems like it would take months or possibly years to do it. He's like nipping this stuff in the bud up in a couple weeks.
They're also looking to increase the city's commitment to provide hotel space for at least 90 days. And that's something that they're doing in New York. When I went up there to check on my father a couple weeks ago, when I was checking out, there was two women and a bunch of kids, and they had like a, I guess I could call it like a wagon. And it had like a bunch of clothes and a big thing of detergent and bleach. And it looked like, didn't look like they were checking into a hotel. It looked like they were, you know, going to the laundromat. And so what I found out was that because there's low occupancy at the hotels there, they're allowing homeless people to live in the hotels, and I guess the city pays for it.
I like that. I mean, if some rooms are just sitting there and we got people, you know, sleeping out on the street, come on, man.
I paid $129 a night to stay in that hotel, and I've never paid that low to stay in a hotel in New York. It's usually two something or better. So, you know, they don't have people really coming to stay like that. So they really are just sitting unused. So I think that's a good solution. So go ahead, Mayor Q.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Couple of showers coming our way. Right now you got a little rain at 47. At least some of Shade was popping.
Call King James a flopper if you want to, but I love this guy.
He ain't no flopper. Shoot.
Well, he is working on a reboot of the iconic film House Party. How do you feel about that?
Yes. I think it's a good idea, great idea. A couple weeks ago, or was it last week, we were talking about having newer black movies with us, you know, existing, having fun, smiling. I think an update to House Party is the perfect remedy, and especially for all the TikTok dances and stuff that's going on, I think they could do the fool with it.
That would be cute, now that you talk about the TikTok dances and stuff.
Yeah, they could have a scene on a movie where, you know, maybe they having a virtual party or something. No.
I wonder, why all of these reboots, though? There's no original scripts. No. Everybody been in the house for a year.
No.
Nobody been working, doing nothing?
No. You know, that just speaks to the culture and the impact that the 90s was, because that's all this is, 90s, early 2000s.
Well, they are in negotiations with someone named George Lindenborg Jr. and Tosin Cole. Mm. If you're a Spider-Man fan, George was in that. He also appeared in Bumblebee, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Spider-Man Far From Home. Tosin was the actor in the Star Wars The Force Awakens and the Doctor Who movie.
Okay.
Haven't seen any of those. Not familiar. But I'm sure they're great guys.
Yeah. That's going to be the key, too, to having that kid and play element, too.
Well, they say that they got rap skills and comedic timing that's going to make it hot.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said on yesterday that Tiger Woods was driving 84 to 87 miles per hour at the time of his crash in February. Nearly twice the speed, which is 45 miles per hour in that area. They say Woods tried to brake, and investigators believe he may have stepped on the gas instead of the brake in a panic.
I've had that happen once. Very scary.
Really?
I wasn't going that fast, but I'm talking about the
You put your foot on the brake by mistake?
On the gas by mistake? On the gas, yeah.
How?
Just sometimes you're tired, you're fatigued. It was after I was DJing a lot. So I had like two gigs, back-to-back gigs, and I was tired. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That woke me up real quick.
That's scary.
It is a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A lot bit.
That's why you got to be, you know, straight behind the wheel. You can't be inebriated. You can't be tired. You got to be straight when you're behind the wheel.
Especially late at night. I used to do this party in Toronto, and it's an hour and a half drive from Buffalo, and I would be in the car 4:30 in the morning driving back an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But look.
Yeah.
That was some treacherous times, and I always thank God that he kept me during that time, because I was too cheap to spend any money to get a hotel. I've been, this money going back to the U.S. of A. Dr. Dre says his estranged wife, Nicole Young, is lying about abuse claims in an attempt to get more money in their divorce.
That's a hell of a statement to put out, huh?
Well, his former wife claimed that he held a gun to her head on two separate occasions in 2000 and 2001. She also claimed that he punched her in the face twice and also kicked down a door when she was hiding from his rage in 2016. All the things that we've heard about him is not unbelievable. I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a wide country mile lane that's open for the possibilities of that. He's on record for punching chicks in the face.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. You know me, fam. When it comes to that, I stay far away from any mention of that.
So Shaquille O'Neal was in Atlanta at a jewelry store. He was at the Zales when he saw a man that was paying off an engagement ring for his boo.
So I was in Zales looking for some loop earrings, and I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And I'm not gonna say the amount, but yeah. It's not enough to me, but I just, you know, and this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture, and I just took care of it. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed.
That's beautiful. Love that.
How come I'm never wear a shack at? I got some things that I need paid off right now.
You need to go to Atlanta. That's where you be at.
Man, I be in Atlanta all the time. I sneaks out of here. QB, I be on the bus from the parking lot. They be like, Shay Moore. I be like, shh.
Yeah, all right, sure.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
telling nobody where I'm going.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why are you mad, though?
Something dipping and rolling down 27th Street, up and down 24th Street all day yesterday. It's got a whole bunch of potholes in the street. So I'm going around the potholes, and I'm like going in the other lane. So the police is like, whoop, behind me. Are you drunk? Officer, I'm not drunk. All these potholes is in the street. You know what I'm saying? That's why they pull me. I'm mad for no reason. Like, you know your streets are swaggly, and I'm dipping around these potholes and stuff, and that's why I'm mad.
Miss Cindy, I'm right with you because over there on Cleveland, on like 43rd, 44th in Cleveland, man, look, the streets are not good in some places. That's okay, Mayor Lucas. They carved out a little budget, and they're going to fix all this coming up pretty soon. Don't worry about it.
No, man, look, check this out. The land ain't been like that forever.
You ain't lying.
I mean, I got to go all the way around to the left just to go to the right.
The landing?
Period.
What you buying out the landing, Miss Cindy?
I'm saying they potholes in the landing been forever. They need to do something with them potholes, too, because I can't keep dipping in my truck. Somebody needs to pay for my tires.
It's about to be summertime. She had to go buy some of them ankle socks with the ball on the back.
Oh, my God. I don't even know they still sell those.
Well, now you know. Go get you some. Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good one.
Bye, yeah. I'm going to get ready.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 650. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the lower 50s today. A couple of more showers. Right now, you got a little bit of rain in 46 in Lee's Summit.
Lee's Summit police are investigating a shooting this morning, Brian. It happened outside of the Red Lobster on Chipman last night.
Oh, no.
I was just there 1 week ago.
I go to that Red Lobster.
Them Cheddar Bay biscuits be calling.
For real, though.
I called in an order and picked it up. Onlookers say that two cars, a Dodge Durango and a Dodge Charger, pulled up, had a brief conversation before shots rang out. The car sped off, but an injured person showed up at a nearby hospital with a gunshot wound.
You ain't safe nowhere from guns, because you wouldn't expect that to happen on Chipman Road and Lee Summit.
Wherever people are and wherever guns are, it can happen.
Facts.
I've been reading a lot about these road rage incidents where people are settling traffic disputes with gunplay. The White House is expected to announce gun control actions today after receiving pressure from three mass shootings that have taken place in recent weeks.
What is the defense to not have some type of gun control?
I think people think if you put some sort of gun control, then that means that an armed militia is going to come and take your guns. It doesn't mean that. There's also a situation that I wasn't aware of. It's called ghost guns. So apparently you can buy parts of a gun that don't have any serial numbers on it
and put
assemble it
together. It,
and these guns are untraceable. And they say that there's an influx of this happening. And that's going to be one of the things that the White House addresses in this talk today.
Yeah, well, I'll be looking forward to President Biden. Because, man, look, you can't weed out the people who's not supposed to have guns. So just make it just free will. Just go out. You can have health issues. You can have mental issues. You could be whatever. And just, like, I don't like that. something has to change, man. It's a lot of these mass shootings, Shay, they're not even getting news coverage because we're so used to them.
I'm just saying, make it a couple days. Make it just a little bit harder for people to possess a gun. Because I know me, like, even if I just get an email at work that I don't like, I don't respond that same day because you're angry. Shoot, sometimes something can happen in your life and you think, let me get my thing and handle this. You know?
I'm reactionary too.
You need
too.
Some time to just think. Just put more stop gaps in place. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying take any guns away. I know how to shoot. I've been to the gun range many times. I feel like that makes me a little bit more responsible. And another thing, people got these guns and don't even know how to shoot. Then you wind up shooting everybody else. Well, that's something else.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Took my car to get serviced day before yesterday, so I'm in a loner. I pulled in this morning and the odometer read 11,666 miles. So I had no choice, Brian. I had to roll around the parking lot until it went to 11,667.
Really?
Yeah. I don't play with 666.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get that. Don't live in Topeka because that's their zip code.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to have to live in the outskirts.
Yeah.
So a man, I'll call him Lester, and his friend, whom I will call Juwan. I've changed the name to protect the guilty. They were at a little convenience store when Juwan encouraged Lester to buy some lottery tickets. So they scratched off and won some small prizes. The store didn't have the money to pay them, so they went across the street to another store. That's when Lester bought one of them 100 times the winnings scratch offs. You're not familiar with it because you don't scratch off, but I do.
Okay, explain it, break it down.
A lot of times I get the 20 times the cash because that's the cheaper one. The 100 times the cash is a little more expensive. So if you scratch off and it says 100 times, then you get whatever the amount underneath it is times 100.
Okay.
So, whew, got that ticket. How about Lester hit for $2 million? Does Juwan deserve half of that money? If not, what is fair, Brian?
I would say yeah. But that's just how I operate, though. Like, if I'm with you and we're at the Quick Trip and you somehow encourage me to buy a lottery ticket and I hit, it's only right for me to split it with you.
Half?
Yeah.
Like half-half.
Because you with me. And if, like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have that. And one of the most boss things that you could do is put your homies on. Put your friends on. You get paid, everybody get paid. I like that.
So, like, 25K is not acceptable? Like, I have to give
you
a whole million? A million. I had to give you a million?
No, you don't have to. That's just, you know, that's just how I roll, though. But you, on the other end, I see where we stand.
No, I'm a good friend.
I can't tell. I'm a better one, apparently.
But you didn't give me the money, though. So I think that that's the caveat.
What about circumstance and proximity?
Let's let Kansas City decide this one.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. More rain coming our way. A little drizzle in 47 right now. 18th and Vine. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. TV actress Sky Jackson is 19 today. Rapper Dej Loaf. What happened to Dej?
She been chilling.
Let's just be real.
She sliced the loaf.
You ain't got no cash.
30 years old today.
She gives me Jada Pinkett Smith vibes.
Singer Bridget Kelly is 35. Rapper Black Youngster is 31 today.
He's ignorant.
Money phone.
Yeah.
Rapper Chino XL is 47. and Icon in the Game, Biz Markie.
And when I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie, making music orally is my specialty. When I go,
I want to. He's 57 years old today.
Man, today would have been my pop 66th birthday. Happy birthday to everybody else born on April 8th.
Happy birthday, Mr. Brooks.
That's right. The original.
Do you think he would have liked me?
He would have loved you because you make me better, but y'all would have definitely beefed on a couple things.
I already knew the answer. Yeah. I just wanted to hear you say it.
But he would have loved you, though, for real.
So the New York Post is being dragged on social media for an article that they published talking about DMX and some of the losses he's taken over the years. Of course, we reported that he had an overdose on Friday, followed by a heart attack, and is currently on life support at a hospital in New York. So the article was called, it talked about him losing several real estate properties, Brian, and put out a whole list of them.
And for why?
Exactly. That's what people are saying. Why would you slander him while he's at his weakest moment?
Did they do that to Charlie Sheen when he announced he had AIDS and he was giving it to people? Huh? Did they do that to Trump?
Chuck D, a public enemy, tweeted, shame on you all. Oh, I think it's really wild that the New York Post still hasn't deleted the offensive, nasty article, retracted the story, or apologized while DMX is fighting for his life.
Man, come on, man. At what point does the bottom line or you trying to get clicks or whatever, when does that stop with a man that's literally on his deathbed and a man who's revered by so many people?
On yesterday, there was a report that DMX had COVID-19. Well, XX Magazine has said that is untrue, that DMX does not have COVID and he never has. That's the hard part about when someone becomes ill. There's all sorts of stories that begin flying around that are unvetted. Fantasia was released from the hospital after experiencing contractions at 6 months pregnant. Mm. So, of course, she's married to Kendall Taylor, and they're having their first child together. She already is the mother of 19-year-old Zion and 9-year-old Dallas from previous relationships. Her husband also has a son from a previous relationship named Trey Sean.
That's a good sign, though, right? She going home, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they got it under control. They said the baby was trying to come early, but the doctors were able to stop it. Most likely she's going to be on bed rest now at this point. When that happens, they say don't even get up to pick up a pack of M&Ms, and she going to probably use that husband.
Yeah, for real.
I need a Kleenex husband.
Well, I mean, that's what he's for, right?
Exactly.
We got to help each other out, man. So, yeah, good to see Fantasia's doing better.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Think some folks qualify for that most stimmy cash coming up next 45 minutes.
Most stimmy. You hear me?
So you win that $1,400 in most stimmy. And your friend said, you should try to call Hot 103 Jams and see if you could win.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get $700 of your most stimmy?
If they said that, yes, in that scenario, yes, definitely. They told me to call. I wouldn't have called if they hadn't motivated me to call. So they deserve that.
I told you to break up with so-and-so. You ain't listen, so what? I mean, you don't listen to everything I tell you.
Well, I listened that time, and I got a chance to be a part of the Money Phone Gang.
Whoa. Today's Hot Trending Topic is a real-life situation that happened. A man was with his friend at a gas station, and the friend said, friend, you should go ahead and get one of the lottery tickets. He did, came up on $2
million. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, should you break off half with your friend, or what would be an acceptable amount to share?
I would probably split it just because, like you said, if it wasn't for him, you would have never won it. But I might not do a million, but probably at least 500,000.
Well, then that's not split.
It's enough to put them on, though.
500,000? But see, the way that I'm thinking about it, okay, $2 million after Uncle Sam takes his piece is like what? $1.3 million, $1.4 million. So, I mean, I can't give you $500,000.
You're going to be homeless, huh?
A nice little $50,000 is a nice come up in somebody's life. If I gave you $50,000 right now, Brian, wouldn't that make you feel good?
Yeah, it would, but you know what made me feel better?
What?
$500,000.
Then I'm going to be sick inside. I'm going to be unhappy.
Jay, you're going to end up in a 666 area code.
No!
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
1,000 vaccination appointments at the University of Kansas Health System open to anyone who lives in Kansas or works in Johnson County.
Yes.
Some of these areas have shown less demand and they've got more supply. So if you've been looking to get vaccinated, there are three ways to get an appointment, and I have it listed up on our Hot 103 Jams social media accounts. Check that. A friend encourages another friend to buy a lottery ticket. Oh boy. $2 million payday is what the friend who bought the ticket received.
I need that money.
Should the recipient of the $2 million winnings break off the friend for encouraging them to buy the ticket?
You don't have to, but the way that I look at my friends, like if they with me, how does that look like if I get a come up and they don't?
You'll come up on a nice 50K lump.
And so that's how you feel about your friends? Just a little
50K? I love my friends.
Out of 1 or 2 million, 50K, huh?
Pay me two.
Sean said he'd give like 150K. STL and KC said a 10% encouragement offering would be a player move.
What?
Come on now, dog.
10% is still a nice little lick.
You ain't paying tithes, man. You paying me. Okay, I'm joking with that. But for real, I mean, look, that's the way I feel about my friends, my partners. If you with me, we all eating.
But half? And you the same one who talked junk about Kendu Isaacs and Mary J. Blige.
Well, he worked hard for that money. Excuse me? He worked hard for that. He deserves that. He put her up on another level.
Uh-huh.
You better be glad I'm choosing peace and not violence today.
Oh, man.
Man. I just don't see me giving half of my winnings.
I don't see you giving it either.
I just want to be honest with you. But you know what?
What?
The first time we went to the Chiefs game, you know, I was taking it all in. War paint came in. You know, it was a lot going on. It was fireworks. It was the middle of the day. I was like, okay, we have fireworks. It's light outside.
Here we go.
And then I saw the 50-50 raffle, and it was almost like the Hot Now sign at Krispy Kreme.
You thought that's where the money resides?
I can win half? Half of this $70,000 just for being here?
Okay, and then what did you do?
I didn't have any cashola.
$40.
So I asked my good friend Brian B. Scheiden for the $5 to get, I think you get like three tickets for $5 or something.
$5, Buster.
And you gave it to me.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I said, well, what if I win this money? Yeah. Would he be expecting me?
You damn right I'm going to be expecting something. At least half of that, because that's my money.
Right, but it was my idea.
But it's my money. I would have seen the 40-40 raffle. I saw that at the stadium, 50-50. Too.
50-50. It's 50-50. Not even 40-40. It's more.
I saw the 50-50 raffle, too. I just didn't do it.
Are you breaking your friend off half? Or what are you going to break them off if they encourage you to get a winning lottery ticket?
So I'm with Shay on this one because, I mean, I literally buy tickets every day. And I just feel like if you didn't give me half on the ticket, why would I give you anything? I mean, if you're my friend or my relative, I'm going to make you comfortable, but I'm not about to give you half of $2 million. That's just not happening.
See, Brian, this is the one that everybody in her family comes to when they need somebody to talk sense.
You are exactly correct, because I am going to tell them the truth.
Are you a Taurus?
I am a Scorpio.
And she nasty, too, at the same time.
I can be very polite in the most meanest way. But if that's the case, because, I mean, you said, so, Shay, you said that he walked over there with him?
Yes. They were together.
I mean, if at that point, I need to give everybody in Quick Trip some money then, that they walked in with me.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. I'm done. That's why you ain't got no friends now. I'm just playing. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Bye-bye.
Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Day 8 of Derek Chauvin's trial in the murder of George Floyd ended with testimony from forensic scientists who collected, photographed, and tested evidence found at the scene. The first witness of the day, Brian, was Sergeant Jody Steiger of the Los Angeles Police Department. He testified as an outside expert on police training and when use of force is necessary.
Based upon your review of these materials and in light of the Graham factors, what is your opinion as to the degree of force used by the defendant on Mr. Floyd on the date in question?
My opinion was that the force was excessive.
So I'd like you to focus then on the second factor, that is whether Mr. Floyd posed an immediate threat to the safety of the officers or others at the time during the restraint period.
No, he did not.
And why not?
Because he was in the prone position. He was handcuffed. He was not attempting to resist. He was not attempting to assault the officers, kick, punch, or anything of that nature.
And so when Officer Chauvin arrived on scene, he had a certain amount of information that a reasonable police officer can rely on in forming his or her next steps, right?
Yes.
And when he arrived, he observed Mr. Floyd and two officers, correct?
Correct.
At the back seat of a squad car, correct?
Correct.
And what you described as Mr. Floyd actively resisting their attempts to put him into the back seat of the squad car.
Yes.
At that point, according to the model, the use of force continuum, Officer Chauvin, theoretically, based on what he saw, active resistance, he could have come up and dry stunned him or tased him. That would be within the active resistance struggling use of force continuum.
Yes.
He didn't do that, right?
No, he did not.
See, Shay, that's where I completely lose it. That's where I completely lose it at that point.
I tell you, just to listen to the experts talk about what's right and what's wrong just made me so upset. And even last week, it was worse as the onlookers were there talking about what they saw and what they observed. The trial continues again today, Brian.
We'll keep our eye on it, keep you updated.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. More rain coming our way. Right now, you got a little drizzle in 48 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Tyler Perry is at it again. He's working on a new television series called Mabel, which is described as a prequel to his popular Madea character.
Uh-oh.
It's going to air on Showtime, and they say it traces Mabel's roots to being a little young and fine thing in the 70s. Moving around.
I like this idea. It's a good way to expand and add layers to the Madea character. I like that.
I thought he was actually retiring Madea. With that
too.
Last stage play, it was like the dress was going to be gone, but I guess he's going to be younger.
Yeah.
I wonder, are they going to make him, like, you know,
man, they get somebody else, man.
No, it shouldn't be him.
Nah, man.
Because Tyler Perry is 6'5".
Yeah, it got to be somebody else. No, it can't be, you know, a young lady with a strong jawline. Like, who can
Brian,
I think of?
Brian.
What? I mean, what?
So, Tyler's actually not going to be writing this, which is surprising to me because, you know, he writes, directs, produces, he do the wardrobe, he pick out the wigs.
Yeah,
he make bologna sandwiches
we
for craft services.
We could tell.
Twin sisters Janika and Jashika James will be writing this series. That's they good. Also have credits on Empire and HBO Max's reboot of Gossip Girl.
You know, what's a good sign of being successful in leadership? It's actually listening to people and not thinking that you know everything. Because I remember a year ago, 2 years ago, people were getting on him about him writing literally everything, and it's like almost the same story in some of the movies. Not taking anything away from Tyler Perry, but my point is, good job of listening to your consumers and making adjustments.
That's right. On yesterday, Nike said that they're going to be suspending Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson's endorsement contract amid allegations of sexual assault and misconduct brought against him in lawsuits by 22 different women.
Not looking good at all.
Yeah. Now, this part of this is a little... Beats by Dre is also reportedly dropping Watson. And Reliant Energy is removing him as a band ambassador.
Yeah. I think Reliant is still the Houston Texans name owner for the stadium, too. Lord have mercy, man. We just
Beats by Dre, though?
Yeah, all when one starts falling off, all of them kind of start falling off. As far as advertisers coming off and supporting.
Reggie Jean Page, does that name sound familiar to you?
No.
To all of us Bridgerton-loving fans, we know exactly who he is. He is the Duke of Hastings. Unfortunately, he will not be returning to the show that actually became the most watched streaming service program of the year.
What show is this called?
Bridgerton. It's the first offering of Shonda Rhimes when she moved from ABC to Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Never heard of it.
It's wonderful.
What is it about? Like Bridgerton?
It's set in the old London, England era where, you know, everybody's wearing big ball gowns and trying to act like they ain't doing nothing. And really they hiding behind stuff, doing stuff. But it was just intriguing and interesting to watch. Mm. It was just something to do. But anyway, he's not returning to the show. So he says that he was actually up for the role of Superman. And they didn't give it to him because he's black. Oh, they said that Superman could not have a black grandfather.
What?
Yeah. What? And then they also tried to...
Is that purposely racist or something? Seriously? Nah, for real. Like, what? Seriously?
No. Then they also tried to put a gay character into the Justice League as well, and they put the kibosh on that too.
See, this is why we need Meteor Man and Blank Man. Both of them is black, and they better than Superman. What's happening? Meteor Man and Blank Man will whoop Superman's ass on 45th and Prospect right now.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
Sasha.
All right, Sasha. Let's see what you got.
You know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me times two.
Say my name when no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name. You acting kind of shady and calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
It was probably 70% Sasha Fierce.
I see you. I see what you did.
You
did
what I did.
Yo, Sasha, you just got entered into that grand prize joint for your chance to get $1,400 in most stimulus cash, all right?
Sasha. You win that money. Are you splitting half with Kelly?
I don't know about that. Because, see, you know what? I didn't get the second or the third spinny. So
this is personal. That's a hell no.
That means she make a lot of money. Don't be fooled. She didn't qualify because she rich.
Tell Kansas City what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
They got Beyonce.
Listen for your chance to qualify to win $1,400 in most stimulus cash.
More money
from Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on team. Straight balling.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.